Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, the Prime Minister says he wants to close asylum hotels as quickly as possible. Sir Keir Starmer's previously said they'd shut by 2029, but his Home Secretary has warned it'll take time. Yvette Cooper's also outlined stricter rules for the families of refugees, including learning a higher standard of English and having enough money to self-support. She says many arrive a month after asylum's granted and often apply for homelessness support.
And some councils are finding that more than a quarter of their family homelessness applications are linked to refugee family reunion. That is not sustainable.
The Foreign Secretary's called the situation in Gaza a man-made famine, adding he's outraged about a lack of aid deliveries by Israel. Health officials in the territory have reported 31 deaths from airstrikes and shelling today. Israel denies targeting civilians. Aid struggling to get to people in a region of Afghanistan that's been hit by a strong earthquake. The magnitude 6 tremor struck near the city of Jalalabad. The Taliban says several nearby villages have been damaged. Mountainous terrain and a lack of helicopters is making it difficult to distribute resources. ScotRail prices are cheaper for commuters this evening with the scrapping of peak fares. The Scottish Government previously refused to slash prices, saying there was a lack of demand. But First Minister John Swinney says he's listened to the public.
That will help people to make choices about their travel, to use the train, not use their car, but crucially, save money at a time when people are really struggling financially. And that's the Government acting to support people at a difficult time in their finances.
TSB's apologised to hundreds of customers who lost access to the bank's app and online services. It left people unable to see their finances or to make payments. And the transfer window has officially closed in England. Liverpool have paid a British record £125 million for Newcastle striker Alexander Isak. They've also agreed a deal for Crystal Palace defender Mark Gahey. That's the latest. I'm Ben.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. The funeral has taken place for Heaven David. The Labour MS for Caerphilly died at his home just a day before his 48th birthday. First Minister Lynedd Morgan was among mourners at a service in Gelaghaidh this afternoon. The Senedd will also pay tributes when it returns from its summer recess later this month. A man is being questioned after college staff and students were threatened online. The YouTube video aimed at Merthyr Tydfil College has since been removed after police were alerted last night. A 21-year-old from Gwent remains in custody. The college reopened as planned following safety checks. An armed robber threatened staff at a Barry convenience store with a knife. Gerard Clogg was jailed after he was found guilty of stealing from the Sainsbury's store on Park Crescent in January. He also racially abused a worker and threw a sock full of broken glass at police officers. Clogg was sentenced to 5 years and 3 months at Newport Crown Court. There's been a crackdown on illegal e-bikes and scooters in Cardiff suburbs. More than 130 MPVs were seized by police and council officers during a series of raids last month. In just 1 hour, around a dozen illegal e-bikes were caught on Cowbridge Road East. One such vehicle was found to have a top speed of 86 miles an hour. And there's been calls for clarity over £1 bus fares for young people in Wales. From today, 16 to 21-year-olds here can take advantage of cheaper single tickets, but the Welsh Conservatives say bus operators were not properly consulted about the rollout of the scheme. In sport, transfer deadline day has seen another new arrival at Barrytown United. Cardiff City forward Morgan Wigley has joined the company Premier Club on loan for the first phase of the league campaign. Meanwhile, the Bluebirds have signed midfielder Omari Kellerman on loan from Chelsea until the end of the season.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Listen to the wind blow. This is Borough Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Borough Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's Monday, the 1st of September, and the transfer window has just slammed shut with the football. So have your teams got the players that you expected them to have in, or were you expecting more? This is where now we see the managers certainly know what players they've got and what we're to look forward to until at least January in the football season. And with that in mind, here at Bro, I'm going to be bringing you action from around the Vale with the football. There's been some cricket action, and we're going to have a look at how Wales got on in their latest match in the Women's Rugby World Cup. And we're also going to be getting really excited as the domestic rugby season in the Vale starts motoring towards us. All that and more here to come at Brew.
By lots of different men, and I say liberation, sons and daughters, the bush is hot, but in the hole there's water. You can't get some when they're given, nothing sacred, but it's a living. Hey, go, here she go, either a little too high or a little too low, from low self-esteem and vertigo, do she think she's made a candy?
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Borough Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off the action with the football from around the Vale. And first off, Barrytown United held Cymru Premier Champions, the New Saints, to a goalless draw at Jenner Park. Steve Jenkins' men have drawn 3 of their 5 league games during the opening month of the season. Barry named an unchanged starting 11 to face Craig Harrison's side, who have seen a mixed start to their title defence after crashing out of European football this season. The hosts started promisingly with some good build-up play that led to Ryan Owen's cross being collected by Nathan Shepherd before it could be bundled home by Ollie Hulbert. The TNS keeper went off to pull a superb save to deny in-form Robbie Wilmot from the edge of the penalty area. But Barry were forced into an early substitution, with Elliot Richards making way for summer signing Dan Barton, before Mikey George intervened to deny Jordan Williams from slotting home into the empty net from Ben Wilson's cross. A corner from Wilmot saw a goalmouth scramble for the ball, which ended with Kavanagh's cross going into the danger zone, headed narrowly wide by Ben Maggerton. Well, at the other end, keeper George Radcliffe comfortably saved Dominic Cornet's effort from distance. Barry's best chance came after half-time when Owen Cudahy broke down the left flank to tee up Owen, who was blocked from close range by Shepherd, while some heroic defending came to Barry's aid to deny Rory Holden. TNS came closest after the break when they allowed the ball to roll dangerously close to the goal line before Radcliffe made a last-ditch save. But any efforts to break the stalemate came at a premium. Skipper Callum Sainty headed a Cudahy set-piece over the bar, while Shepherd prevented Hulbert from a tight angle as the game ebbed out. Barry sit 7th in the table and are just 1 point off the top 6, but without a win in the league since the opening day ahead of next Sunday's televised trip to early leaders Carnarvon Town, who were held to a 1-1 draw at Haverford West County. And Lantwick Major got their first win, and they are into the second round of the Welsh Blood Service Cup following a 1-0 win at Tre Thomas Bluebirds on Friday night. It also marked the first competitive win of the season following the return of Carl Lewis as manager. And Lantwick's latest signing, ex-Merthyr and Pontypridd striker Tom Stokes, was denied a second goal in two on the stroke of half-time, when his penalty was saved by Bluebirds keeper Solomon Suso. But the visitors managed to break the deadlock on 65 minutes when Connor Goldsworthy struck for the second time since his return to Major, with Stokes providing the assist. Tre Thomas boss Paul Evans was sent to the stands in the closing minutes as Lantwick held out for a first round victory, with keeper Riley Allen maintaining his first clean sheet of the campaign. The two sides meet again, this time at Windmill Lane, when the league campaign resumes next Saturday. And also in Welsh Blood Cup action were Coridely, and they were at home and they lost 2-3 to Treorn Stars. Maxon Evans and Callum Hodges with two first half goals for the away team. A third early in the second half by Carter Campbell put Treorn into a commanding lead. Joseph Rees and George Shepherd with goals for Coridely, but that wasn't enough and Coridely go out of the cup. But for them, league action returns on Friday with an away trip to Ammanford. And also on Saturday, Ely Rangers were at home to Aber Valley, and they lost that 1-5. So two goals came inside 15 minutes for the away side, and that put them into a lead. A Callum Flynn penalty brought some hope for Ely Rangers, but a Radzimski penalty restored the 2-goal lead. Aber Valley would go on to score two more goals, and with 5 minutes to go, Ethan Canviney received a second yellow card. So Ely Rangers currently are 10th in their league, and on Saturday they are away to Port Talbot Town. And Cardiff Airport were in action as well, and they were at home to Enniskillen. And they won that match 6-1. So Jack Davis got the only goal of the first half for the home team. The away side scored early in the second half, but that just seemed to spur Cardiff Airport on. Jack Davis grabbed his second of the match before a goal by Sam Goldsworthy. Jack Davis then scored his hat trick with 18 minutes left to play. Niall Chin scored on the 89th minute, and an Aidan Lewis injury time goal topped off a great result for Cardiff Airport. And Cardiff Airport return to league action on Saturday, and they're at home to Kefin Kuba. And Dinas Powys were also in league action on Saturday, and they were hosting Tata Steel United, and they won that match 2-1. The away side scored late in the first half to put the away side 1-0 up. But a red card for the away keeper on the 85th minute really turned this game around, with Dinas Powys scoring two goals both after the 90 minutes. The result puts them third in the league, and they've got a Friday night game away to Cardiff Bay Warriors. And there's also some other good news for Dinas Powys, because along with Llantwit Major, they've landed home ties in the first round of the JD Welsh Cup. So Dinas Powys, who play in the Champions Division of the South Wales Premier League, were the only lower league club in the Vale to qualify this season after beating Clydach Wasps and Croesilioc. And their reward was a home clash to Avon United, and they're also from the South Wales Premier League, Premier Division. The Port Talbot club, who have just secured a new home at the former Avon Lido AstroTurf pitch, beat Splott and Siffil on their way to the first round proper. And Dinas, unbeaten so far this season after collecting 4 points from their first league games. Llantwit Major, they enter the fray in the first round when they entertain Baglan Dragons in an all-Cymru self-clash at Windmill Lane. And Major made it to round two last season as competition before going out to Morriston Town on penalties. And these ties are taking place on the weekend of Friday the 19th and Saturday the 21st of September. So that is your football action from around the Vale. Up next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the action of what's been going on in the cricket here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Miss school, miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship, and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out. No parent ever imagines that their child's life will be short. Sadly, this is the reality facing thousands of families in Wales. By leaving a gift in your will to T. Haven Children's Hospice, you can make sure no family has to face it alone. With our free wills offer, a gift costs you nothing today, but will change children's lives tomorrow. Visit thaven.org/freewill to find out how.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llantwit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. Is there a sports team, sports club or sport that I'm not talking about here at Bro that you think people of the Vale should know about? Is there a volunteer who's been at the club who, without that person, you think the club wouldn't be able to keep going the way it's been going? Are they always there? Are they the first one in the door and the last one out? Have you got a sport that you think not many people know about? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me here at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. And you can tell me and the people of the Vale all about what sport it is. And better still, I could get you along here to Bro Radio headquarters and you could sit with me and we could chat about your sport, the sports team, the sports club, and we could tell everybody of the Vale what a fantastic sport it is and why you think people should either be playing the sport or they should come along and support. But we still got more sport in action from around the Vale here to come at Bro. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we were going to bring you the cricket action from around the Vale, but I think it's been a bit like a curse of the commentator there, because I've been talking about how brilliant the weather's been and how great it's been for cricket and playing it and particularly spectating. And it wasn't a particularly good weekend, and most of the matches were all abandoned, involving your teams from around the Vale. So the Vale County Cricket, their first 11, they were supposed to be at home to Rogerstone. Their second 11 were away to Croyciliog's second 11. Their third 11 were at home to Llantrit Vadra's second 11, and the fourth 11 they were away to Blina's third 11, and all four of their matches were abandoned. And it's a similar story when we look at how Penarth got on. So Penarth's first 11, they were away to Death and Welfare's first 11. Their second 11, they were at home to Newport Fugitives first 11. Penarth's third 11, they were at home to Pontypridd's second 11, and Penarth's fourth 11, they were away to Friends Union first 11, and all four of them matches were abandoned as well. Penarth's fifth 11, they were supposed to be at home to South Wales Sri Lankans second 11, and that match was cancelled as opposed to being abandoned. So again, the game still did not go on there. And Barry Athletic, they were also supposed to be in action, and their first 11, they were supposed to be away at Brecon's first 11, and their second 11, they were at home to Upper Rhondda's first 11, and again, unfortunately, those matches were abandoned. So it's been a bit of a damp squid for some sports over the weekend, and as I said earlier, the transfer window slammed shut. We're moving into September. We've had a really decent lot of weather for getting out and about playing sport, so I'm just wondering if it's turning a little bit now, and we're going to have a bit more wet and wild action when it comes to outside. But talking about wet and wild action, up next I'm going to be bringing you what's happened in rugby, and also we've got the rugby season, domestic season, is coming up as well, and that's all to look forward to around the Vale, and to look forward to with us here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Teahaven Children's Hospice invites you to join us as we walk to remember this September. Our sponsored coastal walk takes you from Barry to Cold Knap and back again. And it's a chance to honour the memory of a loved one while making sure no family lives their child's short life alone. Teahaven's fully accessible walk to remember is on Saturday, September the 6th, and registration is open now. So sign up today via teahaven.org.
Thyroid cancer is a rare cancer that affects the thyroid gland. The most common symptom is a painless lump or swelling in the neck. Less common symptoms are a hoarse voice or difficulty in swallowing. Most lumps are benign. Around 1 in 20 people presenting will have thyroid cancer. If you're concerned, visit your GP, see thyroidsupportwales.co.uk or call 077 16 105 210. Thyroid Cancer Support Group Wales. Small enough to care, yet big enough to make a difference.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
Do you want to make Barry even better? Then join one of our action groups at Barry Plan for Neighbourhoods. Because if you're bursting with creative ideas about ways to improve our town, we'd love to have you on board. Barry has been chosen as one of five Welsh towns to benefit from major UK government investment. And we want to hear from local people with real-life ideas about how we can make Barry even better. Apply before September the 12th. Get in touch at barry.cymru.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. See, I don't care if they call us crazy. Gonna make however big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me. We may be right, we may be wrong, but I wanna bring you along to the world I see, to the world we close our eyes to see.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to switch up to the Women's Rugby World Cup, and Wales were in action again on Saturday, and they were taking on world number two, Canada. And that was, it was an unfortunate game for Wales. They ended up running out 42-0 losers in that game, and they were 28-0 down at halftime. But I think with something like this, I think the score only sort of tells half the story. There was some moments, there were some absolute brilliant moments, rugby moments from Wales during all of that, and it was just unfortunate it didn't translate onto the scoreboard. But as we keep saying, especially the women's side, it hasn't been professional for that long, and Sean Lynn, the coach, he's not long been in position there, so it still is going to take time. But when you're taking on sort of the likes of Canada, who are they are a lot further up the on the journey than Wales are when it comes to women's rugby at the moment. But you know, I can't see why in the next 3 to 4 years Wales can't be up there. I mean, we already, I know it was pre World Cup, but we already showed that we can compete. We beat Australia and out in Australia in the first test over there, and it's there was a lot of hope for the World Cup, and I think the Scottish game was probably the one that if we could have won the Scottish game, it would have been given us a little bit more impetus, and it could have been quite a tight group still. I mean, if Scotland had lost to Fiji, then it could have still meant that Wales progressed. But unfortunately, with the way that the other scores went, Wales are out of the Women's Rugby World Cup. They still do have a game on Saturday, and they're taking on Fiji, and that's 3:15, and Fiji have also lost both of their games there. So it's going to be a game for pride there, and we can also sort of judge on what we're doing, how we're doing by especially someone like Canada, how their results are against other teams in the group. But you know, there were some bright moments there. I think 42-0 is a very harsh scoreline if you've watched the game for Wales. The problem with, I think we find that at elite level, it only takes one slight mistake and one small opening, and you get punished. And I think it's a perfect example, especially in a game like this, that shows that you could be matching, and they were certainly matching Canada for large parts of that game. But I think it was Canada at the moment just seemed to have that 1, maybe 2% more. But Wales will get there, and I am quite confident that they will be a force on the international scene in the next few years. But also, domestic rugby in the Vale is moving back very quickly, and Barry have been playing some build-up games, and they have two wins from their two warm-up games, and encouraging news about injured players, and it's given Barry a boost prior to the new Admiral League season. So Alad Rees with a hamstring and Rhys Powell with a knee were both injured in the first pre-season match against Canton earlier this month, and it initially fears that both would be ruled out for large parts of the season. Rees suffered a partial tear of his hamstring, and if recovery goes well, could be back in action sometime in November. Meanwhile, Powell has resumed light training, and that's touch and pass, and may well be back earlier than Rees. On Saturday, Barry beat Nantavellin 5-0 in a game played in heavy rain at the Reservoir Field. The Bombers head coach Mike Morgan ringing the changes, some positional, from a fortnight earlier. Dan Hobson suffered a sore neck and was rested, while Owen Rees, normally playing at 10, moved to 9 to replace his injured brother. The game against Division 1 West Central opposition was won in the last minute, with former fourth player Louis Norman scoring his first try for the senior side. "It was not a day for running rugby," said head coach Mike Morgan, who was generally pleased with the performance. "The ball was so greasy, we were getting into good areas, and you have to work to get into those areas. We looked like we would score on a number of occasions, but the slippery ball meant errors." The pack performed well, and Tyler O'Connor playing at loose head and then switching to hooker. "These are games you can experiment a little," said Morgan. "Tyler gives us another front rower in a strong pack. We were solid in the set piece and produced some lovely driving mauls. The conditions meant both back lines struggled to play running rugby, but the players did not get frustrated and produced a good kicking performance, and our defence was rock solid. Our overall performance has given us confidence, and we are in a really good shape with the squad and competition for places." Barry opening their Division 1 East Central campaign away to Llanharan next Saturday. Last season's fixture ended in a narrow defeat with a late penalty denying Barry a losing bonus point. But Morgan is aware that it'll be a tough game at the Dairy Field, with hosts having recruited strongly over the summer. But the head coach feels his squad is stronger and more experienced than last season. Ton Evers, briefly with Barry last season, is now a free-to-play after registration issue were resolved, and Brennan Logan is back from university. The testing start to the season continues on September the 13th when Penarth visit the Reservoir Field in a Derby Day fixture switched from later in the month. And Barry's second and youth team will also be at home that day before Abercynon, who narrowly missed out on promotion last season, visit Barry on September the 20th. So it's all getting really quite exciting there. I know we've had the pre-season for the football, and the football season started. We're having the pre-season and the warm-up for the rugby, and so the rugby season is just around the corner. And although I have a passion for all sports, I would say that football and rugby are probably my favourite too. So it's always a good time of the season for me now. But we've still got more here to come at Bro.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, they get better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest trick you lie. Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, they get better over time.
Yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And on the transfer deadline day, I'm glad that no one's put a bid in for me or here at Bro, and I'm glad that Bro hasn't put a bid in for another sports presenter. So it looks like you've got me here for another season. So that's brilliant news, well, for me anyway, and hopefully for you people around the Vale who love tuning in to listen to what's been going on around the Vale when it comes to sport. And I'll be back on next Monday again at 7 to bring you all the action from the weekend of sport around the Vale and a preview to other sports that will be coming up. But up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want it to do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
This is
Bro Radio.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roos. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
Do you want to make Barry even better? Then join one of our action groups at Barry Plan for Neighbourhoods. Because if you're bursting with creative ideas about ways to improve our town, we'd love to have you on board. Barry has been chosen as one of 5 Welsh towns to benefit from major UK government investment. And we want to hear from local people with real-life ideas about how we can make Barry even better. Apply before September the 12th. Get in touch at barry.cymru.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available for our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro.